A longtime favorite for the cool season landscape has always been snapdragon, today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Many homeowners I speak with are surprised that snapdragons are pretty tolerant of cold temperatures. We're lucky in Mississippi to be able to grow these great landscape plants from the cool fall season to the warming temperatures of spring. Once planted and acclimated, snapdragons seem to say, "Bring on the cold weather." An old standby is the Sonnet snapdragon, with colorful flower spikes available in a kaleidoscope of colors. It's easy to see why Sonnet snapdragons are so popular. Flower colors include orange, scarlet, pink, white, and yellow. These plants will grow up to 30 inches tall with numerous flower spikes that make Sonnet a great thriller in a cool season combination container. These are also great for cut flowers and have a soft cinnamon scent. Snapdragons only require a little bit of care to keep them looking good. Deadheading will keep them blooming as well as looking tidy. And even though these plants are tolerant of cold temperatures, on those nights forecasted to have extreme cold temps, cover with a sheet or box until the cold spell passes. Plant in a well-drained landscape bedder container. Snapdragons want consistent moisture, but don't like wet feet. And when planting, put a teaspoon of slow-release fertilizer in the hole first to keep the plants well-fed. When the weather starts to warm in the spring, feed again for a great spring display of color. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.